look at, maybe not enough for everybody, but I think you can follow along. And this is page one in the New Testament, which is the first page of the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew. Well, friends, this is for God's Word from the first chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. I begin with verse 18, some very familiar. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, and had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. And keep the Bibles open. Don't put them away quite yet. Probably to a greater degree than the other gospel writers, Matthew wants to emphasize that Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. And he frequently quotes from the Old Testament. Sometimes the quotes are a little approximate, but you see there on verse 23, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." You see how that's indented. And as you turn the page, you'll see more places where there's an indentation. "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah," no means the least of the rulers of Judah. Later on, "the voice of one crying out in the wilderness." And if you were to go on, you don't do that, you can close it now, but if you were to go on, you'd see a number of other places, to some degree in other Gospels, but more in Matthew than anywhere else. You'll see those indentations where Matthew is quoting something from the Old Testament. So, this kind of thing is largely the basis of the statement that Matthew emphasizes Jesus as the fulfillment of prophecy. But in some ways, this passage looks a little funny. The angel of the Lord tells Joseph to name the child Jesus. But then right away, Matthew quotes Isaiah, saying that the child is to be named Emmanuel. Well, which is it? So is Jesus a fulfillment of prophecy, or is it the opposite? Seems like Joseph is getting conflicting messages here. Have you ever had that feeling, God? Could you really feel more clear what you want me to do with my life? Have you ever felt that way? Maybe you're not the first. I think maybe Joseph could have been a little confused. Now, but according to my concordance, the name Emmanuel actually only occurs two places in the Bible. In these two places, in what we just read in Matthew, and then in Isaiah, the place from which Matthew was quoting. So, probably Emmanuel was not a common name. And maybe that's why Matthew had to explain its meaning straight away to the reader, saying that Matthew, Emmanuel means God with us. On the other hand, Jesus was a fairly common name, we think, of that time. There's a few other folks in the New Testament that have that name and that are mentioned in passing. We think Jesus is sort of a derivation of Joshua, which means something like Yahweh helps. Yahweh, of course, is the Hebrew word for God, or the Greek word for God. So Matthew says that the prophecy from Isaiah was for Christ to be named God is with us. And that Christ means God help. So, Jesus Christ means God help. So, these two words, Emmanuel and Jesus, actually they're pretty close. God with us, God help. So, in large measure, these names of Emmanuel and Jesus, in those names, we find the essence of the Christmas story. God decided to take on human form. God became human flesh, apparently deciding that us human beings could follow God better if we had a human example. So what's in a name? The answer is with Jesus, well, it's quite a bit. In fact, Jesus' name, be it Jesus or Emmanuel, sort of encapsulates the faith. According to Matthew, Christ's words to his disciples were, "Behold, I'm with you always, to the end of the age." So he says to us. In many ways, that's the trick of being a Christian. Living your life with a sense that Jesus is close by. A support in good times and bad. The closeness that lives out the name of Jesus. God with us, or God help. Amen.
Thank you.
printed in your book. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.